Daily Double. Dungeon Radio Show. Double Dungeon Radio Show. It's Double Dungeon, Saturday, March 21st, 2020.
Woo!
This is Rafi.
Woo!
That's Adi. Hooing.
Hi.
Hoo.
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 Adi, I got a phrase of the day.
Okay.
Today's phrase of the day.
Okay.
Pause.
Oh, okay.
So Mayor Cuomo came out and said, we're not doing shelter in place in New York City.
That's for losers.
New York State. That's for losers. That's for people who are not the Big Apple. Who are not... What are you doing? People who are not, active participants in life like New Yorkers are.
Right.
We're doing a pause. Do you know what pause even stands for? Take a guess.
People actively understating... statements of exclamation.
That's 100% correct.
Wow.
Except also completely wrong.
Okay.
It's policies assure uniform safety for everyone. That's
one
of those where they figured out pause and they were like, okay, now what can we make the words mean?
That's
here?
Absolutely what it was.
And it's
absolutely.
Terrible. It's really bad. But yeah, we're going into pause, which apparently means that everybody stays home. Everything. What's the difference between what we were doing and pause? I don't understand.
Instead of most people, he's like everybody.
Yeah, but he already said on Friday, everybody stay home.
This all happened yesterday, right?
I don't know.
Is pause today? I thought it was yesterday.
I don't know.
Are we behind?
All I know
is... it is today. Wait, no. I don't know.
What day of the week is it? I barely... Did I say the wrong day? I think I said Saturday. Is today Saturday? It is Saturday.
It is Saturday, yeah. I wasn't expected at work today. It's Saturday. Yeah.
Do you have to go to work tomorrow on Sunday?
On Monday.
Oh, they canceled church. I don't know if you heard. So we can't go to church.
It's funny because I wasn't thinking of going until I had nothing else to do.
Well, we have no mass this week.
So. All right.
We did a store tour today. We went to Key Food. Why did we even go to Key Food?
We should have gone into Andrea's supermarket because we were right by there.
Oh, Family Affair? Oh, no,
yeah.
Gourmet Affair?
It's a family. Yeah.
It's a Gourmet Affair. Yeah, we were right there, but whatever. We were doing other things.
Okay.
We're going to get to that in a minute.
She investigated that for us.
Yeah, we're done with that.
So,
place.
Yeah, Key Food, we went in.
Key Food. It was fantastic.
Forgot why.
We got some mouthwash and... Something else.
Something,
we bought something.
There's a reason,
We went for a reason. But while we were there, I noticed that the Goya, which is the dry goods section, basically. It was completely restocked, which I was very excited about. The meat department was still low, very low. I have a feeling it might be because it's Saturday and it was busy, or they have less workers on Saturday, one of the two.
They are hiring.
Oh, maybe I should get a job there.
Yeah.
In the meat counter. Uh-huh. I could be a meat slicer. Like the host of Cruisin' with
Steak.
Then
you'll know why they raised the price of those sausages.
I checked today. So they have the spicy Italian sausage, and it's $4.99 a pound.
Okay.
It used to be $3.99 a pound, but with the new packaging, it's $4.99. That sweet Italian that I bought, that I made the calzones tonight with, $5.99 a pound.
Oh, I saw that price, yeah.
So why is it cheaper? I don't understand. The whole thing is weird.
I don't know.
I don't understand either. Let's see, the Goya aisle's full, the cereal aisle was kind of hit hard.
Yeah,
and the most important thing we realized while we were there is that we are down to two coffee bricks, and the coffee is not on sale.
And what are
we need to be at least at six coffee bricks for me to feel okay
right?
with life. We're drinking coffee right now, and it's 10:15 at night.
And I really wanted to have coffee,
so I'm glad we are. So that's the stores. You're contagious.
I forgot about that.
We got a great voicemail about speaking of stores from Abram. This is old, it's out of date, and it's in Mexico, so...
Oh, I was going to say we're going national, we're going international.
We're international, yeah. Here's a store update from Mexico from a week ago.
Hey, Double Dungeon, I have a grocery store update, but it's not from recently. It's from, I think, like 2 weeks ago or something, right after Trump had his speech and the NBA got canceled. I went to Sam's Club, and me and Yuffie went to Sam's Club, and everybody seemed pretty calm. Everything was fine, except for this one guy who, when I was in the pasta dry good aisle, he decided to buy, I think, the equivalent of around 25 pounds of tomato paste, and I just thought that that was hilarious, especially because tomato paste is not necessarily the most used thing considering the local cuisine. So there's a guy out there who has 25 pounds of tomato paste hoarded up. Not toilet paper, tomato paste. All right, take care. Bye.
Do you think that was related to COVID-19?
Yeah, tomato paste. He was buying tomato paste.
You don't think
paste.
He was like throwing a big
tomato paste party? A normal dish, like if you make pasta sauce,
yeah,
you need 2 tablespoons of tomato paste. You don't need 25 pounds.
As I was asking you that,
it's
I
not,
was just like, this
it's
is
not
a stupid
something
question.
That you can just like add water and then scale down. It's not like tomato concentrate. It's tomato paste. It has a very specific flavor profile. So I don't know what he was doing
strange.
With that. Maybe he's really addicted to tomato paste, and Abram found the world's only tomato paste addict.
Maybe.
Adi, there was a restaurant/bar that got closed down in Queens, and they were reporting it on the radio, and it was amazing. Some restaurant in Queens called the New Guianan something something.
Guyanese
restaurant. They got closed down.
Chinese restaurant.
Guyanese.
I think so. I saw a picture of the front of it.
Wait, where's Guyana? Guyana's in Africa?
No.
Guyana's in South America.
Mm-hmm.
What am I thinking? Ghana is in Africa.
Yeah.
Guyana. Why are there Chinese people down there? That's interesting. Well,
that's a New York City thing. You see restaurants.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of Spanish/Chinese restaurants, which is weird, but also, I mean, a thing. So it got closed down because it was found with more than 40 people inside all drinking and having a great time. Because they were sneaking people in the back door, completely avoiding.
Of course. They had
their roll gates down. And so people were going in, having a great time. Anyway, they got shut down and the liquor license was revoked. So,
of course, yeah. They're not supposed to be doing that. It's a pandemic.
It's a pandemic. And that's, I mean, how pandemics spread, I guess, is people having a great time. Daily Double. Adi, we had our first ever virtual happy hour.
Oh, yeah, but not through the show.
Not our show happy hour.
No, like
different
with
one.
Friends.
Yeah, which...
Personal
it's not,
happy
it's
hour.
Not something we came up with. Apparently other people are doing it too, but
no, everybody's thinking of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, because everybody
wants to drink together
on camera. Well, here's the problem though, is that they had their virtual happy hour at 6 o'clock, which I guess is technically happy hour time.
Right? It is. It's absolutely that's perfect time for
when
happy
you're
hour.
Like me, and today I woke up early and I woke up at 11:30. That's super early for
we
me.
We don't have typical schedules. We're
I know.
Not
it makes,
9 to 5
it drives
schedule.
Me crazy. Yeah, it's like when we can go out, I hate when people want to go to happy hour specials. I hate it.
Oh, because it's too early.
It's like, I just woke up. I haven't even gone to the gym yet, and you're inviting me to go drinking, and I don't want to. I want to be a responsible adult.
Yeah, that's definitely an us problem.
All right, well.
It's not them.
In the future, we're going to have, our happy hour is either going to be at 10 a.m. or at 3 a.m. One of the two, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so. Daily Double. We took a long walk today.
While social distancing.
We did social distance.
As much as we could.
I had a broom, and as we were walking, I was swinging it wildly. And if anybody came within the broom, I was just smacking them in the head. So that's our social distancing
technique. If
that was
true, you definitely would have hit some people. Some people really did not care to socially distance.
If I get COVID, I know exactly when I got COVID. There was a guy, an Italian guy, walking by us on McGinnis Boulevard, and he was speaking very loudly on the phone. And as he passed, he was talking loudly, and all of a sudden I felt something wet hit my lip.
Oh, no.
So
oh,
I totally,
no.
I'm infected. I'm going to die.
This is why we're not even supposed to
You should cut my head
around.
Off with a shovel.
What? This is not a zombie thing.
Oh, well, if you have to, that's what you need to do. The shovel's behind the door.
I have a shovel.
Yeah, it's behind the door. So,
Well, just know that I love you.
If I get sick, that's totally... It was that Italian guy.
Okay.
Who was talking loudly.
On Manhattan Avenue.
And spitting while he was talking. Yeah, this is why you're not supposed to even be doing what we're doing. Walking around with a broom, swinging it wildly.
Yeah. What block was it? We've got to be able to tell the proper authorities when you get it.
They're going to go and shoot that guy, right?
Oh, wait. We're not zombie apocalypse.
Oh, okay. Daily Double. Wait, I skipped the most important part of our long walk.
Okay, what was it?
So we walked all the way up to the tip of Greenpoint. And we were looking out over the Newtown Creek, which is a Superfund cleanup site, which is the most beautiful part of Greenpoint.
I thought you said super fun, and I was like,
well, it is super fun, but it's also a Superfund with a D cleanup site. And there we were watching little mockingbirds flying around. Oh, and there was one that was like having a time, and he was singing all the songs, doing
all sorts of different ones.
Mockingbirds, what they do is they like stand on top of something tall where they can be seen because they're dull colored. And then they go up and they do these like flips, and they have these little spots on the bottom of their wings. And he was doing his flips and stuff. And then all of a sudden I was like, hey, there's another mockingbird that just came and landed in the trees. And he was like significantly bigger than the other one.
Yeah.
And the little one that was being a rascal like flew across the water, and he was sitting on the top of a boat still singing really loudly. And the other one was acting really angry that other one was bothering his territories. So... it was fantastic. I was enjoying watching birds doing bird things.
It was
things.
Adorable.
Yeah. Daily Double.
We also saw those toy cars at the tip of Greenpoint.
Oh, yeah. There's some people working on Mustangs for some reason.
Yeah,
those
it was
ugly
it was random.
Matchbox car Mustangs.
Yeah, that's what they looked like. Yeah. It was weird.
Anything else on that?
I don't think so. Daily Double.
Cuomo, speaking of walking around, Cuomo is mad about people being in parks and not social distancing.
Yeah.
And he announced in his press conference today where he was wearing a white polo shirt. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I missed today's press conference.
He was like looking like he's been working out. He announced that he was going to the parks to check them out. And I was imagining earlier that he was going to go with a ruler like a nun at a school dance and like
Absolutely.
Make sure everybody has room for the Lord between
them. He better.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So... I thought that was pretty good. You're contagious. Amazon, Walmart, 7-Eleven all announced that they're hiring right now because they all need temporary workers, and that's how they're phrasing it, is that they're all completely temporary positions. Should I go work for Amazon? Get in on the inside?
I don't think so, no. I think it's better if you're just not even working.
I think so too. I think not working is everything I wanted it to be.
They don't care if you get sick.
They really don't. Especially if you're a temporary worker.
Yeah.
They probably.
They'd probably put you into a bad situation intentionally.
They don't even give you hazard pay. Yeah. Mm. Not working is fantastic. I'm loving it. Daily Double. Speaking of work, Netflix announced that they are going to be paying out a large amount of money to people that were on the crews of their shows. I know a guy that does...
Wait, I don't understand what... What?
So they're paying out money to people that were supposed to be shooting shows for them. They're going to just continue to pay them, even
crew.
If they're not... Yeah, crew.
I thought you said cruise. Like, there's a...
No, not Tom Cruise.
No, a cruise, like themed about Netflix shows.
No. Now that I think about it, wait, Mr. Robot is not a Netflix show, right? I think it's USA. I know a guy that
You're
does
right.
the lighting
yeah.
for Mr. Robot and a couple Netflix shows, though. So I'm hoping that maybe he's... Well, actually, you know what? I don't know if I even like
him. Does he listen to this?
No, he definitely doesn't.
Okay.
But,
you better hope he doesn't ever.
Well, the point is, that's nice of them. Somebody earlier was trying to defend that Amazon is hiring people when nobody has jobs, so that's very benevolent of them. And me and 100 other people were, yeah, exactly. We were all like, but the person's response was, well, no, they could have replaced everybody with robots in 2018. And I said, if they could have, they would have. This has nothing to do with benevolence, I guarantee it. So let's try it. I'm doing a different transition. I like that one the best. I'm going to just keep doing that one. Italy's death toll has now overtaken China. I don't know if you saw that.
That's terrible. I didn't actually see that stat. I just knew that it was a much bigger number now. And it's very sad.
What's the population of Italy?
I don't know.
I'm doing a quick Google search. Italy population. Sorry, it says 60 million. Let's do China population. We have 1.4 billion.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that there are more people dead in Italy with a population of 60 million than in China with a population of 1.4 billion.
What are you saying? You don't believe it?
Does anyone believe
he's
anything?
He's making a face that suggests that he does not.
Does anyone believe anything China says at all?
I'm not going to comment.
Yeah. Well, here's China when they're talking about people who are sick.
Fun. Fun to do bad things. Daily Double.
Wait, why did I play that one? That's the wrong one. Let's talk about politics.
Because it's a Daily Double.
Fun to do bad things.
I have a daily update that we could pretty much do every day during this entire thing.
Okay, wait, what?
Trump yelled at a reporter at a press conference today.
Oh, you probably can do it every day. How far can we take it? Yeah.
It's every single day. So he yelled at somebody yesterday. He yelled at somebody the day before. He yelled at somebody today.
What did he yell about this time?
Today there was a general was speaking and a reporter kind of piped up with an interruption question. And Trump shut it down, but also was like doing it in a jerky way. And so that's how you can see the difference between the two populations. Was one group was saying, oh, Trump is overstepping his bounds, speaking over a general who's speaking. And the other group was like, Trump is stepping up to defend our military. No other president has ever done that. And in reality, everyone's an idiot. Yeah. Everyone's stupid. Everyone's stupid but me.
Wait.
Anyway, we could just, maybe I should just leave this on the rundown forever. Trump yelled at a reporter, and we'll just describe the different Trump yelling at a reporter every day.
We'll see.
I think that's a good idea. You're contagious. Joe Biden, we didn't report on Friday, but Joe Biden said on Friday that he wishes there was some way that he could do some kind of a press conference remotely and speak to the press from wherever he happens to be at the time.
Did he say
that? Yes. And he wishes there was some way that could be done and that he was going to have his staff look into it and announce that on Monday, one way or the other, he was going to make a statement to the public.
Is he paying attention to what's happening anywhere in the world?
Is he able to pay attention to what's happening is the better question. And
him say this on air.
It was in a conference, I believe. But a press conference. No, not because he hasn't done a press conference. It must have been some kind of interview with a reporter. Anyway, so he's going to do something tomorrow. Monday.
Monday.
Oh, wait, today's Saturday. God.
Yeah.
I have lost all concept of time already.
So we'll see if his staff has helped him figure that out.
Yeah, there's multiple platforms that we can suggest for this.
Call us,
He could call Bernie Sanders, who has been doing them live on Twitch, like, for the past 2 weeks. Give us a call.
We can also help him.
Yeah. We can consult. $30,000 an hour.
You forgot to give Joe our number.
Oh, yeah, Joe. I'm sorry, Joe Biden. Give us a call. And actually, anybody
sounds
who wants
reputable.
We'll get to that later, but anybody can give us a call at that number and leave a voicemail. Let me play an intro for this. You're contagious. Rashida Tlaib proposed today that, I don't know if you know who that is. Yeah. She's a congresswoman. Proposed that each American should receive a $2,000 prepaid card that will be refilled monthly with $1,000 to be paid for one full year after the government declares the coronavirus over. And this is universal basic income. As I said, we are moving into the UBI world with this virus as the excuse. And that's not even the best part of the story. The best part of the story is the way she's going to pay for it, which is every Republican's favorite talking point. Yeah, how are you going to pay for it?
Yeah.
She's going to have the Treasury mint, not one, but two platinum $1 trillion coins that are going to belong to the American people. And I just had the greatest heist movie of all time hatched in my head.
Where's Nicolas Cage?
We're gonna steal the $2 trillion coins. Anyway, I think
has anyone else ever suggested that?
I've never heard of them printing. I mean, there are larger bills than the average American understands in general circulation. I believe there is a 500,000. I don't know if there's larger than that, but they're interbank.
Whose
transfers.
Face is on that?
I think it's Nicolas Cage. I don't know. I don't know who's on there.
Yeah, I mean, is that... Well, how do other people in government respond to a suggestion like that?
They said that the woman that was defeated by Rashida should primary her, and she registered today to primary her and get her out of office. So,
Okay.
Largest bills ever printed. Google Go. Except it's not Google, it's DuckDuckGo. Largest denominations, we're looking at this real quick. 100,000, 5,000, 100,000. I want to know who's on the 100,000. I don't know.
All right.
It is Nicolas Cage, I was right.
Daily Double.
Oh no, I keep doing that. All right, last thing. We got some calls today.
We did?
We did. People called us at our phone number. Do you know our phone number, Audie?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't know our phone number, this is our phone number. Yes, we received a call from two very interesting callers. First is from Izzy.
Hi, Raphael and Audie. This is Izzy, and this is a call about two topics. One, panic buying, because you did ask about that. And the other is to make a complaint about your mother. So the first one is the panic shopping. So I just went shopping to get all of our, you know, to get some Mucinex, to get some cough syrup, to get some cough drops, Vicks Vapor Rub, Tylenol for Ophi, and some Mucinex for Ophelia. And I only got one of each item that I needed, and my total was $145. And that was, you know, that's just enough to get us through like a few days if we do happen to get sick, because there are three adults in the household and then Ophelia. So anyway, $145. And as soon as I walked in the door, and I've got a mask on, I've got gloves on, and I was telling Mama about it, and she said, oh, you ought to call Rafa and tell him about it, because his topic was panic buying, which I didn't think I was panicking. I was doing it because I also know that if Gaby's household gets sick, they need some of that stuff, so we may as well, you know, have a backup for anybody that is in our family. So anyway, but Mama viewed it as panic buying. Which brings me to my second topic, which is your mother. She and I the other night had a conversation, and she said, oh, she wants some fresh vegetables. She's tired of eating, bread and stuff, or, you know, not fresh vegetables. And and I said, yeah, we can get some stuff to cook up too. And she said, oh, she really wanted, you know, some fresh lettuce. And I said, no, you can't have salad because, you know, it's too hard to sanitize it. And she looked at me like I was crazy. But I thought we had come to a conclusion that she wasn't going to get lettuce. The next day, Miguel ran to the store for us to get fresh vegetables. And he called to let me know that the fresh vegetables were out front of the house. And so I said, thanks. And he was telling me about picking up lettuce, to which I said, what? And yes, your mother told him to get two heads of fresh lettuce. So I'm about to throw those in a boiling pot of water, you're going to have some soggy lettuce. So there you go. We've been enjoying your show. Thank you for doing it daily, and we'll talk to you soon.
I like that she kept calling her my mother, your mother,
your mother. Your mother.
But also, in honor of this whole situation, I've decided to do our first ever live karaoke on the show. And you can just enjoy. Old people got no reason. Old people got no reason. Old people got
like the song.
No reason to live.
That's not nice. Not a fan. I thought you'd sing that Kenny Rogers song.
Oh,
I
forgot. Yeah.
Instead, you're singing that. I forgot to get that one.
Well, that's what I'm singing. So we also got a call from my wonderful niece, Ophie. Here it is.
I hope you have a great time. See you when you come.
Who are you?
This is Ophelia.
What have you been doing now that Mama and Papa and everybody's at home?
What have you been doing?
No, you. You tell your tia what you've been up to.
I have been going for a walk today. And so, yeah. And, Papa's working from home now.
What's the best part of being at home all together?
Spending time with one another.
What's the worst part about being all together at home?
Being stuck at home.
Yeah? What's bad about being stuck at home?
It makes you bored and you can't. You only can take a walk and everything's closed.
Yeah.
And I really, really want to go somewhere, but they're all closed. But except for the park. The park is open.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I like playing so much.
All right. Is that your coronavirus update?
Nope.
All done?
All done.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Daily Double. Addie.
Yeah.
Today Kenny Rogers died.
I know.
I liked Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
He did some good music. I had his record. When I was in high school, I had a turntable. I may have told the story, I'm sure, but that I got in exchange for helping some people move washing machine out of the basement of some old lady's house, and it was an estate sale, and they needed help, and I was in high school, and so I helped them move this heavy, it was so heavy, it had a big piece of concrete as the flywheel at the bottom of the washing machine, and so I helped them move it out. And in exchange, they said, oh, you can take anything you want. And the only thing I saw was the record player. And I was like, oh, that would be great. And he was like, just take it. I don't care. It's not, it was old and it had an 8-track player. It wasn't a great record player. And so I had that. And so I immediately ran out and started buying records at the thrift store, which I used to go to all the time, just like I go to the thing all the time. And so I had Kenny Rogers, the Gambler. It was 99 cents, I remember.
Oh, wow.
And it had the sticker on it, like the pink sticker, 99 cents.
Yeah.
And I used to listen to that all the time. And Abram even today was like, you better tell everybody that you used to listen to The Gambler all the time.
Wow, I never knew that.
I used to listen to The Gambler a lot. So that's why this morning, for example, I was singing the whole song. And I know mostly all the lyrics, I think. So anyway, he was a very prolific. People don't even know that he was. Whenever it comes on at work, the See What Condition My Condition Was In, First Edition, I believe is the name of the band. People don't even know that that was him singing. So anyway, he also, I love Islands in the Stream. That's also a great karaoke song. So Kenny Rogers, rest in peace. The old guy with the chicken places. And lots of liposuction. Daily Double. You didn't know he had liposuction?
I don't really know that much about him generally.
I read a lot
except that he did a lot of great.
I read a lot of 1990s National Enquirer. That's why I know.
Okay. Reliable source.
I had a dream. I had a dream. Wait. Actually, I'm going to switch. I'm switching things real quick because I want to use this. Maybe I should start dragging in some of our clips from the other show. Anyway, I had a dream that I was at work and my boss was there, who you know, and I was bartending, but we were starting to do a new product that was like an ice cream drink where we had to shake something over ice.
Yeah.
But he was like, I know it's kind of a pain in the butt, but look at this. And he showed me, and we had a brand new ice machine.
Ooh.
And I was ecstatic because our ice machine at the moment is not, though it's new, it's not working correctly.
It's exciting.
And in my dream, though, the ice was like small round things with little slits in it, and it cooled perfectly and was coming out perfect every time. So I had this fantastic dream about ice. I was really like smiling while sleeping.
Dream about ice.
And I was really happy to have that.
Isn't the guy in that novel, Dream About Ice, isn't that a thing throughout
what novel?
100 Years of Solitude?
Oh, probably.
A Dream I don't of Ice. I feel I like that it. Comes back at numerous times. I
haven't read it.
Oh, well, you should.
Oh, well, maybe you should. You don't remember if he's in it or not.
So. I've read it a couple times. It's just, there's a lot.
So, my mouth is a scarred and ruined wasteland.
Oh, yeah, what are you doing about that?
Because I've been cooking so much. And every time I'm done with something, I immediately put it in my mouth. And we've made pizza 2 days this week. And every single time I've burned the crap out of my mouth is like covered in sores now.
Oh no.
And they're all healing fine. But it's like, I just need to stop putting really hot things into my mouth.
You gotta think first. So
I need to think before I bite.
I'm sorry.
But that's just part of the consequences of making your own pizza at home, I guess. We picked up cake from your dad today.
Yeah.
So we went over there.
We made pound cake.
We made a fair trade, but while also socially distancing. I made that barbecued chicken last night, so I brought them 3 pieces of chicken, which I hope they heated to kill the bacteria that is covering my entire being. Because I'm a super spreader, as we know. And your dad came out of the house and was immediately like, what, you guys aren't going to come in? And
Absolutely not.
He was just sick last week, right? So
through this week.
He
just started feeling better.
Yeah, and he was like, you're not going to come in? And we were like, making the cross with our fingers.
Because we don't want to give anything to him.
Yeah, and also,
it's not even that he was sick. Yeah. It's just,
Also, he's well into his 50s, so he could easily get ill.
You are a sweetheart. But yeah, we made a fair trade.
Yeah, and so we swapped it, and so now we have this what is it, sour cream cake?
It's pound cake
but with sour cream.
I don't remember what goes in it.
I don't know either, but we have this, so we should have eaten it with our coffee.
Oh yeah,
I guess we have to make more coffee.
All
even
right.
Though it's 11:40
or we'll no,
10:40. Yeah, well, we're going to bed at 2.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh.
All right, everybody.
See you.
We'll talk to you later. Tomorrow, probably. Unless they put us on data lockdown, too, which might be coming. Who's to say?